I'm going to stick my neck out a bit now and try something a bit adventurous. We've talked about Jesus and his act of service and love. And Luke, in the Gospel of Luke, we hear of of how one of the experts in the law tried to trick Jesus about, you know, how we could inherit eternal life. And Jesus told him to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And the teacher of the law, this expert, tried to trick him by saying, you know, who is my neighbor? And so Jesus told him the parable of the Good Samaritan. And I thought, as it's all-age worship, we'd sort of bring this story up to date, and we'd bring it a bit closer to home, and I also thought we'd act it out. So I need some actors. everyone's going, right. They're not big parts, but I need a nightclubber. Okay? So this is someone who's had quite a bad week. He's lost his job. He's got all sorts of pressures at home, and he also drinks a bit too much. So, I don't know, is anyone feeling anyone feeling brave enough? Is Neil wants to do it? No, you don't. He's shaking his head. Will you do it, Neil? I think it needs to be adult. Cheers, Neil. Sorry, Todd. I think it needs to be adult mainly for these parts. So thank you very much, Neil. You're a star. It's not typecast at all. So. Right, and we need some clubbers. We need some, these guys, they're quite angry. So Tom, you might better do that. They've never been shown love at home. So hopefully that's not true. So lots of acting. They've been thrown out of school. So hopefully that's not a prophecy. And they can't get a job. So I need some rough tuffians. Dave Law, are you up for that? No, he's shaking his head. Tom and Ethan. Right. Okay. So you all need to be over there, I'm afraid. If okay. And Ethan, are you gonna be a nightclubber? Right. And I need a couple. I need some restaurant goers. They're celebrating the woman's birthday. It doesn't matter how old she is. But they've been to the Pizza Express, and they're quite posh. So I don't know, anyone? Pete and Emma, will you do it? Come on, yeah. Thank you. Great. And I need a priest, and he's just off to an important meeting with the bishop. So, but it needs to be a priest, ideally with a black shirt. So, Dave Bell, come on. Because the only prop I've got for dress is this. So, there you go. There you are. It looks the part. So this is no, we're not casting any aspersions on the Church of England or anything. So, right. So if you guys can all go over to stage left, thank you very much. All right. Sorry, I need to give you your scripts. All right. So there you go. That's yours. You'll know when it's time, and this is yours. So you have to speak loudly because there's no projection. Right. So if you follow it in Luke, you'll see I've tried to keep it as close to the original as possible. But. Okay, so a man was going down Bromsgrove High Street after a lonely and expensive night out at Love to Love. He wasn't feeling very well, and he'd had too much to drink. So if you can stop about there, Neil, that'd be great. All of a sudden, from behind, three people from the club ran up to him. Come on, you clubbers. Right, and very gently, and knocked him to the ground. Oh, right. And they punched him very carefully. Yeah. And they kicked him. Whoa. And they stole his phone. And because apparently he looked at one of their pints in the club, so it's understandable. So, and they ran off, leaving him to bleed on the ground. Right. Well done, lads. So, Neil, can you come in and bleed here? Cool. So, tomato ketchup. I won't do it, because... Right. So, a priest happened to be passing down the same road. And when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side of the street, saying... A few minutes later, a couple passed down the road. They had been out for a wonderful pizza to celebrate Jemima's birthday, and they'd had a lovely evening. When they saw the man, they passed by on the other side of the road and said,
"What a loser."
Yeah, good. A few minutes later, a street pastor arrived on the scene. He was on his rounds. And he went up to the man, he bent down, and he spoke to him, and he cleaned his cuts, and he helped him to his feet, and he found him a taxi, and he paid for him to get home safely. There you go. So off you go. That's wonderful. There you go. And Jesus said, which of these three people was a neighbour to the man who was attacked? Go and do likewise. There you go. Well done. That worked better than I. Right, if I can... Bit about blaming the parents?
Yeah.
Oh, that was earlier on. That was the back story. Right, if I can ask Mike to come again, because Mike's going to talk to the children. So I think if you kids can start moving forward...
Right. Come on, don't be shy. Everybody up. Right, I wanted to talk to you about street pastors, but I need some volunteers. Volunteers. Number one, number two, I want you to come, because I want you to... You're going to be street pastors, just for a moment. Okay. Stand over there, please. I'll put that on. I need some more volunteers, by the way. You too, Tom. Okay, pop that on. Bag, Tom. It's heavy, Tom. I need you to come round here because you're going to help me. Come on. Right, street pastors. You may have heard about us. Yeah, but basically we go out every Friday at the moment and we go into Bromsgrove, and it's made up of two teams. One is a team that goes out on the street, and we wear the uniform that you see here. Yeah, and we go out equipped with all the things we need. But the other part of the team stays at the night base, which is now located here in the church hall. And they are here to pray, because we go out ministering, you know, and helping people with practical things, but we're also helping them with spiritual things. So we're praying that God would help them and bring to us the people that he wants us to help. And all we're doing is just making ourselves available. But what do you think we take with us when we go? Any ideas?
Crocs.
Close, close. Flip-flops, lollipops, what else?
First aid.
Let's have a look, shall we? Well, Tom, do I need you? No, leave the bag on, because Tom's going to come and help me. Tom, what else have we got in here? What's that?
Water.
Why do you think we take water with us?
Somebody might be thirsty.
Well, yeah. Well, what a daft question. We take water... The reason we take so much water is obviously when people have drunk lots, they appreciate having a little cup of water, and it's also a nice, you know, leads me to my verse that I'd forgotten that I'd already teed up in ahead of time. Who's going to read? Who wants to read?
Me.
Adelina can read. The reason we do it is practically demonstrating the, you know, the belief that we have in the love of Jesus and sharing that practically with the people we meet. If you could read from there to there, please. Do you want to hold the phone?
For I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you invited me into your home. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me. Then these righteous ones will reply, Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink, or a stranger and show you a hospitality, or naked and give you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will tell them, I assure you, when you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me.
Thank you. So yeah, in a nutshell, we're out there. I mean, the street pastors initiative is there really to provide practical help to people. We're not there, you know, really to preach or to do some of the classical things that, you know, Christian Witness has done in the street. We're not there on mission per se, but we're there just to share and help people. And through that, what do you think happens? If you go to someone and say they've been clubbing or they've been walking around all night in high heel shoes, I mean, lads, you know, you don't need to respond. But but girls, if you're wearing shoes all night that are really uncomfortable, they look really nice, but they hurt your feet. What do you think we can do to help? What do you think people do? Flip flops, you know. Yeah, that's it. Flip flops. Show everybody the flip flops. Yep. So obviously, we take with us flip flops because what happens is, you know, all night on your feet, girls take the shoes off, and there's often broken glass and, you know, just stuff on the street that can cut. I mean, people get their feet cut quite a bit. So what we do, you know, especially, you know, girls and they have to walk home, you know, if we see them, we say, look, take some flip-flops. It doesn't cost you anything. Just take them, please. And, you know, obviously they carry their shoes. They've got their flip-flops on. And the relief you see on the faces of the girls who get given the flip-flops. And it's actually quite strange. You know, a lot of people say, well, let me buy them. You know, can I pay you for them? And it's a bit awkward, actually, because, you know, when we first started going out, people would want to buy everything that we say, oh, can I buy a cup of water and can I buy this and that? And then you get the opportunity to explain why you're doing it. Because a lot of people ask, because it doesn't make sense. You know, you're on the street at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning or whatever, and they say, why are you here? Are you crazy? And then you say, well, yeah, I suppose we are in a little bit, you know, in a way, because we believe in you know, God who sent his son Jesus, and we're here to show you what it means to believe that. And often that's all, you know, we're not there to give sermons or Bible bash people or we're there to listen and to understand. And often people, you know, we've built up trust. Gay, you know, Gay's a street pastor. There's a number in the fellowship who have also been involved in street pastors. It's been such a privilege, hasn't it? Just to be able to talk to people. And you know, and then you learn about the things that are going on and then we get to pray. But other things that we have, which may surprise you, we take with us, what's that, do you think?
I have no idea.
In there is a dustpan and brush. So we're out there, and this is where, you've got people, they're out on a night out. They're walking past, you're on your hands and knees outside Pizza Express, sweeping up a broken Peroni bottle or something, and they're like, what's he doing? You know, it just looks a bit random. But we do it because it helps protect people, you know, from getting hurt. And also, because we work with the police and they're totally understanding of what we do, they give us they call this a sharps container. So if we find knives, things on the street that could hurt people, maybe syringes, they've given us the you know, the power and ability to collect those, and so we can collect things and maybe things like drugs as well if we find them, or people give them to us, because we've had that as well sometimes. Things that you're not supposed to take, things that you like drink that can make you feel a bit funny. Sometimes, you know, people give us those, and the police say, well, you give them, you know, we just hand them in, and so we've got an understanding with them that we're there really helping. Okay? And we've got first aid, and we've all been trained as well. It's important to recognise that in order to be a street pastor, you have to have quite a lot of training. So whilst a lot of people may want to do it, it's something that you have to do in a considered way. But one of the things we do, the most popular, I'm going to walk forward a moment, what's in the pockets of this coat? What you got in there? Lollies. Right. I'm going to give away lollipops. I hope everybody's okay. We do it on the street. I mean, sometimes we give lollipops away and they are full of sugar and stuff. So if there's any particular aversion to sugar, let me know now. If you can't have sugar, don't take a lollipop. But if you want a lollipop, then come and get one off Gracie. Huh?
I don't know why I use
lollipops. Hold on. This is part of the thing, by the way. Okay, what we got there? Why can't we answer that? Oh, need to slide it.
Hello.
Hi, it's Nightbase here.
Hi.
Just heard on the radio there's been an incident in the club. Can you get down there quickly, please?
Okay, thanks.
We'll be there right away. And that's actually how we work. We've got a radio that keeps us in constant touch with both the CCTV, so all the doormen of all the clubs talk to each other on this system. They do it anyway. So we get to hear about what's going on, so we can be wherever we need to be to help people. Now, we don't get in the way of the police. We work together with them, but we're nothing to do with what they're there to do. We're there just for the people. So come and get a lollipop. Yep. Do you want to give out the lollipops? You're popular. Okay, just take one or 10 each or whatever. No, I was joking. Has everybody got one? Ah, a couple of late volunteers. Okay. You've got two. Brilliant. So yeah, ways in which you can support. Please pray. That's the most valuable thing you can do. If you feel that you'd like to find out about becoming a street pastor, then see me. Obviously, there are things, see Paul, whatever. There are a number of ways in which you can support. It doesn't have to be out on the street. It can be through the prayer team or in other ways. There's a number of other ways, roles within the team. But thank you, kids. That's great. And so if you see street pastors, give them a wave and a smile. Because, we are out there all night. Thank you. Okay, good stuff. You need more lollipops.
Thank you very much, Mike. That was great. Right. As Mike said, it might be something that you feel God's calling you to do, is to become a street pastor. But there might be other things. There are numerous things that you could be called to serve to do, got called by God to do. And I just wanted to have a bit of quiet now, whilst we just look at a song, listen to a song. There's a PowerPoint presentation with it, and there's some great scripture there. If we just have a quiet time of reflection, just really ask God, what is it that you were calling me to do? It could be standing with a family that's struggling at the moment, whatever it might be. Let's just ask God what he would have us do.